The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass.
The dark night of the soul describes an intense period of spiritual dryness, confusion, or sorrow, when one feels distant from God and struggles to sense His presence. Traditionally associated with St. John of the Cross, a 16th century Spanish mystic and Catholic poet, this phase signifies a testing or deepening of faith rather than its absence. During a dark night, the soul endures intense spiritual anguish, which can lead to a deeper and more intimate relationship with God and a clearer understanding of His life abiding in us. Though this experience challenges the believer, it ultimately aims to fortify their faith, offering solace and hope amid the darkness. The journey through the dark night is said to purify the spirit, allowing the individual to emerge with a renewed clarity and strength, feeling closer to the divine. Conversely, the liturgy of the Catholic Mass would seem to represent the antithesis of the dark night of the soul. In the Divine Symphony, Jesus Christ is the magnanimous quad presence. Through the Scriptures, the Word, the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament, the person of the priest in persona Christi, and the baptized people at prayer. The Mass is a celebration, with at its core essence is a person, Christ Jesus, offering a tangible encounter with the divine through the Son that contrasts sharply with the feelings of absence experienced during the dark night. In this way, we can look to Saint Therese of Calcutta, who identified the dark night of the soul with Christ's passion, saying, "I have come to love the darkness, for I believe now that it is part, a very, very small part, of Jesus' darkness and pain on earth." While the principal purpose of the Catholic Mass is to divinize us, she proposes to meet that holy ambition by healing our wounds from the battle, feeding us with the word of peace and strength, and unifying us with Christ and His people, thereby pedagogically forming us to be sent. The Mass serves as a source of encouragement, reminding us of God's presence even in moments of deep spiritual struggle. Each time we gather in God's house, we experience His reassuring presence, providing us with the strength to continue our journey of faith. In this way, the liturgy of the Catholic Mass becomes a beacon of hope and reassurance, guiding us through life's challenges with renewed faith and confidence. Today's Gospel reading for the third Sunday of Easter, Year C, from John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 19, beautifully demonstrates how the divine rhythm of mission and reassurance resonates with the heartbeat of Christ Jesus. This narrative marks the third appearance of Christ to His disciples. In His first encounter, as recounted in John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 23, He bestows upon them the authority, power, and mission to forgive sins through the Holy Spirit, proclaiming, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. A week later, he appears again, specifically addressing Thomas, offering words of reassurance that rekindle Thomas' faith in his risen presence, leading him to exclaim, "My Lord and my God." In another appearance at the Sea of Tiberias, Christ finds his disciples struggling with their trust in his provision. In his infinite mercy, he reassures them with his unwavering ability to provide for their mission as fishers of men. Similarly, in a moving dialogue with Simon Peter, Christ asks him three times, "Do you love me?" Each affirmation strengthens Peter's resolve, and Christ entrusts him with the mission to feed, tend, and pastor his sheep. This sequence of events radiates the rhythm of mission and reassurance, reflecting the sacred pulse of Christ's love and guidance. Indeed, the rhythm of mission and reassurance resonates through the Sacred Heart of Christ Jesus, echoing throughout the liturgy. Embracing his divine reassurance allows us to walk in boldness and confidence, much like Peter, who declared before the Sanhedrin today, in a first reading from Acts, chapter 5, verses 27 through 32 and 40 through 41. "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed, hanging him by a tree." While not everyone receives the same types of reassurance, and none as amazing as John's heavenly vision in today's second reading from Revelation, chapter 5, verses 11 through 14, we possess something even more powerful. John witnessed the vision of a heavenly liturgy, but in the Holy Eucharist, we experience the divine reality daily. In the Holy Eucharist, we come before what John saw as the one who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be blessing and honor, glory and might forever and ever. And to him we respond, "Amen," and fall in worship. For those who argue that life is solely filled with suffering and devoid of consolation, they have yet to encounter the reassuring presence of Christ Jesus. He is the Sacred Heart of the Holy Mass, coming to bless us and send us forth in his holy name, bearing the fruits of his passion.
This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy, and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the scriptures.